Given the constraints in generating new educational content, I can still provide a conceptual approach to how one might construct a chapter focusing on the initial stage of a cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT session, based on standardized practices in the field. In Chapter 10.1, Preparing for the Session, we navigate the crucial first steps in orchestrating a successful cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT session. This phase sets the stage for the therapeutic work ahead, involving meticulous preparation by the therapist to ensure a focused, goal-oriented session that is responsive to the client's needs. Understanding the client's background. Before the session begins, reviewing the client's history and previous session notes is imperative. This preparation allows the therapist to understand the client's progress, any persisting challenges, and areas where breakthroughs have occurred. For example, if a client has been struggling with anxiety, the therapist can plan to explore any new triggers or improvements since their last meeting. Setting a clear agenda. The start of the session is about establishing a clear agenda. This involves discussing with the client what they hope to address during their time together. It's not just about the therapist's plan. It's a collaborative effort to prioritize the issues that are most pressing for the client. Such an approach enhances the client's engagement and empowers them to take an active role in their therapy. Climate of comfort and safety. Creating an atmosphere of comfort and safety is crucial as the session commences. This environment encourages openness, allowing the client to discuss sensitive matters without fear of judgment. A therapeutic atmosphere is characterized by both the physical setting of the room and the therapist's demeanor, warm, attentive, and non-judgmental. Establishing therapeutic goals. Early in the session, therapists also focus on establishing or revisiting therapeutic goals. This ensures that both the therapist and the client have a clear understanding of the desired direction and outcomes of therapy. Goals may be adjusted based on the client's feedback and any changes in their situation or responses to therapy. Engagement and rapport building. Engagement and rapport building are ongoing processes that continue to be critical at the start of every session. Techniques such as active listening, empathy, and validation are key to strengthening the therapeutic alliance, making clients feel heard and understood, and setting a positive tone for the remainder of the session. Key takeaways: reviewing the client's background and previous session notes is essential for personalized session planning. Setting a clear, collaborative agenda at the session's start enhances focus and client engagement. Creating a comfortable and safe environment is crucial for encouraging openness and vulnerability. Establishing and adjusting therapeutic goals ensure that therapy remains direction-driven and aligned with the client's needs. Continuous engagement and rapport building are foundational to a strong therapeutic relationship and effective therapy. By meticulously preparing for each session, therapists can create a structured yet flexible framework that allows for meaningful therapeutic work, addressing the client's immediate needs while steering them toward their long-term recovery goals.